Hello and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. And with the holidays, old films find their way onto TV. The Great Escape is a firm favourite in the UK. It's the story of a mass breakout from a prisoner of war camp during World War II. Owen Bennett-Jones has been talking to the last man left alive who took part in the real escape attempt on which the film is based.
It's Friday, the 24th of March, 1944. A moonless night, south of Berlin. And 10 metres underground, some captured airmen, prisoners of war, are lying on their stomachs in a narrow, sandy tunnel that had taken months to dig. Above them is their prisoner of war camp, Stalag Luft III, and ahead, freedom. Flight Lieutenant Ken Rees, a Welsh pilot shot down over Norway, is one of the men in the tunnel. He may have been scruffy, but the actions of Ken Rees and his fellow prisoners have become celebrated. He was taking part in the Great Escape. The 1963 film portraying their efforts has become part of modern British folklore. Many prisoners of war were such inveterate escapers that the Germans designed camps that were ever more secure. Stalag Luft III had prisoners' huts raised off the ground and microphones placed in the earth. But still, in the first 2 years of the camp's existence, the Germans discovered over 90 attempted escape tunnels. And then the prisoners came up with a new plan. Dig three more, deeper and longer than anything they tried before. They were to be called Tom, Dick and Harry. The diggers had a problem, though. Walking around the camp in dirty uniform would have given them away. The solution? Wear nothing at all. When the big night came, the escapees were dogged by bad luck. They were in the middle of the coldest March for 30 years. There was nearly 2 metres of snow. An Allied air raid on Berlin meant there was a blackout, and the makeshift lights in the tunnel went out, causing delays. But most serious of all, the tunnel came up a bit short of the forest outside the camp. Still, 76 men got free. But then a German guard came close. He almost walked into the hole before noticing it. But then he saw it and fired a warning shot. Beneath him, Ken Rees was still in the tunnel, waiting his turn to get out. And he knew he'd missed his chance. But 76 men were out, spreading in all directions. Many of those that spoke German went for the railway station. The others tramped through the snow, aiming for Switzerland or Sweden or any other place they thought might lead them back to Britain. But the Germans mounted a massive nationwide manhunt. There were roadblocks and checks in the hotels, searches of farm buildings and increased border patrols. And of the 76, 73 were captured. For the escapees, it was a terribly disappointing result. But there was much worse to come.